Surah number 47, Surah Muhammad, a surah that was revealed in Madinatul Munawwarah. If I were to ask you a question, what was one of the greatest fears of the Sahaba? It would simply be that they might be categorized from amongst the hypocrites. And this was a serious issue. And while hypocrisy in the ultimate sense is where a person claims to be a Muslim, while he or she is not a Muslim, there are certain qualities of a hypocrite where we may not be hypocrites in the sense that we don't have that agenda or that we don't claim to be Muslim in our heart, we're not. But the fact of the matter is that at times we possess qualities that are linked to hypocrisy, and that is something that we need to be careful of. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us in the Quran very severely about hypocrisy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَمِعُ إِلَيْكَ. There are those who listen to you. They pretend that they lend an ear to you. حَتَّى إِذَا خَرَجُوا مِنْ إِنْدِكَ. And then when they leave you, قَالُوا لِلَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ مَاذَا قَالَ آنِفًا. They are those who, when they leave you, they say, what is this man just said now? What did Muhammad say now? You know, like when you're not paying much attention, you say, what's that guy talking about? But when a respectable person is talking, you'll be all ears and you'll listen very, very attentively. So this was the state of the hypocrites, that they outwardly proclaimed Islam, but their hearts, they had turned away and they didn't even listen to what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ طَبَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. These are those people who Allah had sealed their hearts, and because of that, they followed their desires. When you engage in such activities, then what's the result of this is that your hearts get sealed, and you then have no way of finding your path. Good deeds draw a person towards more good deeds. وَالَّذِينَ اَحْتَرَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدًى وَآتَهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. As for those who come onto the path, Allah increases their guidance and bestows on them their righteousness. So the effect of treading the path of righteousness is that the person progresses in his guidance. His thinking, his virtue, all of that increases. That is when you walk this path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then your guidance increases. The question is, what are these people waiting for? What is it that they want must happen? Is it that they're waiting for Qiyamah? فَلْيَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا السَّعَةَ أَنْ تَأْتِيَهُمْ بَغْتَةَ. Are they waiting for Qiyamah, for resurrection to come upon them? Now when we talk of Qiyamah, then we have what is termed as the أَشْرَاتُ السَّعَةَ. Ashrat means the signs, the portents of the last hour, the advents that will lead to the end of time. And do you know that Qiyamah is so close that the coming of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was itself amongst the major signs of the end of this world? And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also splitting the moon that has been described in the Quran, اقترب الساعة, the hour has drawn close by. This indicates that the miracles is also one of the signs of the hour. And the initial portents of the hour, which appeared at the time of the revelation of the Quran, there are many which have been predicted in authentic ahadith. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu said that, he says that, I've heard Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, amongst the signs of Qiyamah is that the removal of knowledge, abundance of ignorance, the prevalence of fornication, the prevalence of wine drinking, the small number of men and large number of women, so that 50 women will have one man to look after them. That is in Sahih al-Bukhari as well as Sahih al-Muslim. So knowledge will dwindle and ignorance will be widespread. We can look at the conduct of people these days. That you have people, their only bit of spirituality is that they come to the masjid on a Friday and they spend less than 5 minutes in the masjid. They come and they perform the Jummah Salah. They come in when the Iqama is given and they leave when the Salaam is made, not even staying for the Dua. That is ignorance that has spread. In a lengthy narration, the messenger said, "When the spoils of war are taken as personal wealth, property given in trust is treated as spoils, zakah is treated as a fine, learning is acquired for other than the religious purpose, a man obeys his wife and is undutiful to his mother. A person brings his friends close and drives his father away. Voices are raised in the masjid. The most wicked members of a tribe become its rulers. The most worthless members of people become its leaders. A man is honored through the fear of his evil. Singing girls and stringing instruments make their appearance. Wine is consumed abundantly. Large members of the community curse, or the latter ones curse the former ones. Then look at that time for a violent wind. When all these signs are found, then wait for a violent wind. Wait for earthquakes to take place. Wait for the earth to swallow people in and metamorphosize them. Pelting of rain in stones will come down. Signs following one another like bits of a necklace falling one after the other when its string is cut. Those are the signs of Qiyamah. And how true Sadaqa Allah wa Sadaqa Rasuluhu. Allah has spoken the truth and His Messenger has spoken the truth. From those 15 signs that I've just mentioned to you, we can almost find that all of them are prevalent today. All of them are prevalent today. After mentioning that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, Fa'lam. And this is an instruction to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that know. Nabi Salaam already knew. What is it that he is to know? أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ, and seek forgiveness for your faults, and for the faults and the sins of the believers, men and women. And Allah knows your moving from place to place and your permanent abode. So in this verse, there is address to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's an imperative command to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he is to know, but we're not told what is it that he is to know. He is to know that there is no deity except Allah. Now, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam already had profound knowledge of this. So the question is, why is he being told this? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is joined to be steadfast on the worship of Allah, or it could mean that he must fulfill the demands of the knowledge of Allah. Fa'lam. That is what we've been told. Knowledge comes first. Imam Qurtubi, rahimahullah, has mentioned incident of Sufyan bin Uyayna, was asked about the significance of knowledge, and he recited this very verse, and he said that it is required in this verse that knowledge be acquired before any action. Whatever action you're going to engage in, first gain the knowledge of that. That is the first step towards one's upliftment, to gain the knowledge. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa would make istighfar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa didn't commit sins. There may have been times, certain instances where there was an error in judgment. Both his decisions would have been right. But because of that, he made tawbah and he made istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah says, وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ, and ask Allah for forgiveness for your errors in judgment and forgiveness for the sins of the believers. Allah is fully aware. Allah knows when you are, where you are at every instance, that at any moment you are fully under the watch of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what we need to be aware of. We need to be fully cognizant of that. We need to be in that state where we know, and that we fully in that state of awareness that Allah is watching my every move. May Allah grant us the understanding. Now that brings us up to verse number 19 of Surah. Muhammad, we go for our, in fact, our anishid, and then we have the market report.